Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
You know, when it rains all weekend, you should get Monday off. That should be part of the deal. That should be like a code of, I don't know, a code of work ethic or something. Man, for the 10 minutes that the sun came out yesterday, I was like, this is great. Now set your alarm and get ready for Monday.
Yeah, well, you're not going to hear an argument from me. I feel like any week where Sunday comes before the day, that Monday should be off.
So just take Monday off every...
Yeah.
Okay. So don't worry about the weather?
Just every week. Yeah, it has nothing to do with the weather. Okay. It's just Monday.
Just every day.
Yeah.
I actually think in some weird way more people would agree with you than agree with me. Like, why does the weather have to play into this?
It has nothing to do with it.
Yeah. I at one point woke up Saturday night and said, what is the point of having the weekend when I don't think I'd seen the sun in 3 days?
I know.
It was crazy.
It was awful.
It was awful. It was terrible.
It was just that drizzly just rain where it just was always there. You knew you were going outside. It was going to be drizzling.
I almost got up Saturday morning and drove to work.
You're like, because. Screw it.
Almost. Yeah, I said it's raining.
We just went.
My kids actually asked if they could go to school Saturday morning. That's how depressed they are. The kids were like, "We're going to school."
I don't blame them. I just put it's not even a rain jacket, but some sort of jacket on, and I was just like, "Screw it! I got to get out of the house." I was bored.
You just got to get out in it.
Yeah, walk around. I just walked to lunch, and it was just raining. I was like, "I don't care. I need to get out of the house."
This is real life, Seattle, Portland, Oregon,
yep.
Great Northwest. Sometimes, man.
Did you do it though every day?
I think I told you. I went to Seattle once. I was there for 3 days. It poured for 3 straight days. Like, I thought maybe it was a little of like an exaggeration. Like, oh, Seattle rains all the time. It rained for 3 straight days, and I mean downpoured. I'm just like, man, how does it never flood here? Ooh. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the whole thing, too. It was all flooded on 4th Street.
I lived in Seattle for 6 months. It's just overcast every day. It's every day. You're like, oh.
I couldn't live like that.
So down.
Yeah.
They love it, though. People there love it.
Like, there's a water park right on Interstate 5. Packed.
They love it. Those people love it there. They're like
I just couldn't do it.
They're like half duck, those people. I'm convinced. You've seen the movie Howard the Duck, right?
Yes, I have.
They are descendants, Howard the Duck. They're ducks. They love it there.
Well, the good news is hopefully this week should be better.
It is going to be a little bit better. Yeah. Well, that continuous rain is gone. So,
yeah.
Fingers crossed. We're getting close to September. No hurricanes. No more.
Knock on wood.
Yeah, knock on everything. All right. We got a lot going on today. So we got to give away FGL's cash at 8 o'clock. We'll try to do that.
Yep.
This Tim McGraw concert and Tampa Bay. The Bucks opening day tickets. We got that at 9:10. I know that's a few hours away, but set that in your phone now. If you're going to work, things get busy this morning, taking kids to school or whatever. But 9:10, opening day Bucks tickets, and that comes with that Tim McGraw concert. 9:10 on QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
And how about that Dale Earnhardt Jr. story last week? Ooh. I was thinking about that all weekend. 99.5 QYK, it's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. I mean, that plane, I just can't believe, you know, he survives, his wife survives, his daughter was on board.
Yeah, his daughter was on board as well.
Survives. And you see that plane, and I just go, whoa, like, what? How could that have happened? There's, like, nothing left of that plane. And they went to the hospital to get checked out. They're good. They came home over the weekend. I was looking at the news reports and everything. And then I thought to myself, like, all right. Just imagine if this is you. Like, your plane just falls out of the sky, okay? What do you do next? Is he going back to work? Because, you know, he's got this huge role now with ESPN.
Yeah, he was leaving Tennessee to go to an ESPN event or something to do the commentary for it. And that's when it happened. So not only did you crash, but you were on your way to work.
Right.
So do you rethink maybe how much you're working?
Well, I just wonder... Like, I wonder, has anybody had, like, those moments where you're like, okay, this was life-changing? I mean, obviously, he's got a ton of money. He's had a hugely successful career. Comes from a successful family. Like, does Dale Earnhardt Jr. go back to work? Is he getting back on planes? Is he working? Is he flying around? Or is it the kind of thing where it's like, you know what? I think I'll take this as a sign from the universe. I mean, you just survived a plane crash with your wife and one of your kids. That is crazy to me. I thought about it all weekend. I don't know if I could go back. I don't know if I could, like, live life the same.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think you're ever going back to living exactly the same.
I can tell you, if I'm coming to work here at the radio station and I get a flat tire, I'm going to take about a week.
The flat tire.
A week off.
That's a sign?
Yeah.
I got a flat this morning. I think I'm going to pass on.
I think that means I need to retire.
I
ooh,
remember.
I see what you did there. Retire.
Ooh.
Oh, I didn't even.
I don't think she meant to do it. I don't think she meant to do it.
No pun was intended.
Kevin is literally your spirit animal this morning.
He's, see?
He's telling you how funny your jokes were before you really realize it.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I tell you, Hurricane Irma for kind of messed with my head for about 6 months. Because I just, I don't know, being all that time without power. And
I was going to say, your situation was bad just because you had no power. You had a baby in the house.
Yeah, I was 6 weeks, yeah.
You know, that was a tough situation for you. Not everyone, like, I never lost power, but I felt so bad for you guys. So, yeah, it's tough to recover for something like that.
I remember coming into work, and Kevin was so well-rested. I was like, what was your house last night? He's like, oh, it was about 69, 70 degrees. I was like, cool. I was like, mine was 104.
Yeah, you were like, I was outside putting more gas in the generator
to keep the fans going. I did. I came in here every morning smelling like gas. I was sweating. It was a disaster. I actually only came to work because I used the. I basically took a shower in the bathroom. I would just dunk my head in the sinks every morning. But what was that moment in life? Like, text us or call us 800-992-1099. You're Dale Earnhardt Jr. Are you going back to work? Can you just pick it up? You know, can you just come back in a week and say, I'll just go back to my routine? And maybe he will. Like, but for him, maybe that's cool. I just don't know. If I'm with my wife and kids, we survive a plane crash, I can tell you things are going to change.
Yes.
I don't know that I could have the same outlook. I think I'd just be like, I'm going to spend every day with you guys as long as I can. And I don't know.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it. It's kind of messing my head a little bit.
I feel like it would be terrifying to just get back on a plane. So even if you did have to go to work, are you riding a bike or what? How are you?
The plane thing's weird, too, because it was his plane, I believe.
I believe it was.
Do you get a plane again or are you just done with planes?
Or you just take the insurance money and then go live your life with your family, retire.
Kind of what I would do. Yeah.
Why not? If you have the opportunity.
You just survived a plane crash.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Happy they're okay. That's just an unbelievable story when you look at the pictures. Text us, call us. Where was that moment in your life? Did it change you? How did it change you? 800-992-1099. All right, so we're talking about Dale Earnhardt Jr. last week survives this plane crash. Him and his wife, his daughter was on board the plane. I mean, they walked away. They walked off of this plane. If you see the picture of this plane, I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. And we were talking about, man, is that a moment for Dale Earnhardt Jr., who obviously has tons of resources, very successful career, a lot of money. You know, how does he change his life? Is it going to be the kind of thing where he's like, I don't know if I'm going to work anymore. I don't know if I'm going to get on a plane and go to ESPN and do my commentating job. Like, I just survived a plane crash with my family. The plane is disintegrated. We walked out. Like, maybe that's your one. Yeah.
You cheated death.
Right.
And now you can slow down, appreciate life, time with your family.
Wonder if he'll go back and look at, like, the news stories. And when they saw it, when that plane and the smoke's coming up, and he's like, how did we walk away from that? Like, there's got to be this deeper meaning.
Yeah, but then again, look at what he did. He's always risked his life.
I know. He lives that way, doesn't he?
Yeah.
His dad lived that way. Risk taker. Yeah, maybe. So, okay, so that's interesting. So maybe for him is like, no, this is just part of what it, like, this is what I have to do to be me. I have to be in these situations.
Yeah.
It's weird to think about. We get a ton of calls and texts of people who just have been in all these situations. Mike's holding on. Mike was in a motorcycle accident, 85 miles an hour. And it's a crazy story. What was the whole thing, Mike?
I start swerving and I get thrown off the bike, probably about 20 feet, landing straight on my head and shoulder. And when I woke back up, I was surrounded by people. And not even 2 minutes later, cops and ambulance show up to take me to the hospital. So I get my motorcycle back to Florida and all that. Like, man, I don't know if I should ride this anymore.
Got back on that bike. I know you had that helmet on, though, didn't you?
Yeah, thanks to a cop, actually. When I entered Georgia, I didn't know I did. And a cop come up next to me. I'm thinking he's about to pull me over, going 85 miles an hour. And, he just cruises right next to me, taps on his head. I'm like, all right, I got you. I pulled off right then and there and put my helmet on.
This is crazy. So if that police officer doesn't drive up next to him, tap on his head, because it's a law in Georgia, you got to have the helmet on. And then a few minutes later, he has an accident.
Unreal. He wouldn't have been here to tell the story, probably.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, 85, no helmet, no way.
Gosh.
That's crazy. I'm just going, man, like, you hear these little things in life. Like, if I'm Mike, I try to find that police officer. Or maybe you don't, though, right? Like, are you messing with the algorithm of life? If you reach out to that guy, you're like, right, thank you so much. You have no idea what happened a few minutes later. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I'm sure that cop has no idea.
Right.
Oh, my God.
It's just so many little things. Like, what do? Or do you just let life keep going? Or do you pull back and you're like, let me hit the pause button and re-kind of design my life? That's kind of what we're talking about with Dale Earnhardt Jr. Does he redesign? But then, Buck, you made a good point. Now, this is what he does. He's
life on the edge.
He runs out of cars that have crashed that are on fire. Now planes. He runs out of, and he's fine.
And his dad.
Yes. Yeah.
He's like, yep. Just
they're
Tuesday.
All just risk takers, right? It's a lot to think about.
Man, I'd retire so fast. I'd get that insurance check from
the
plane.
That's what a lot of the texts are saying, too.
That's
a lot of the texts are saying the same
Spend
thing.
Spend time with my family.
All right, great texts and calls coming in 800-992-1099.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
All right, weekend in a country song. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. What country song would perfectly describe your weekend? Melanie, you're up first. Oh, Billy Currington.
Oh, my. I love this song, first of all.
This is a great one. This is one that comes on and you're like, I forgot about this song.
Yes. But the reason that I picked it is because this weekend we went and we looked at wedding bands. Because I currently obviously don't have one, and we need one before the wedding. So just checking things off the list.
You've got plenty of time. How many days are left? What's the countdown?
About like 33.
Oh, yeah. Don't plan too far ahead. Just 33 days. Wedding bands. Gonna need those.
Yeah.
Can you imagine getting on the plane and going, our wedding band. Yikes.
Looks like we're stopping by a gumball machine.
That'd actually be pretty cool. Kevin, here's your weekend in a country song. You have another birthday, Kevin?
We celebrated my daughter's birthday over the weekend at the house.
You just celebrated another one not long ago.
Did I?
What was yours?
Yeah, mine was in April, yeah.
Well, not that long ago.
So it's my daughter's, yeah.
How old is she?
She's 7.
Aww.
So we had a party at the house. We had all this stuff planned to do outside.
Nope.
That didn't really go
Mother
over
Nature
well.
Said happy birthday.
Actually, halfway through the party, the kids wanted to go outside. So we had those water balloons that you fill up with the hose. And then, the kids started throwing them at me halfway through.
That's
so I got
awesome.
Drenched. Thank God I was at home so I could change.
Yeah. Well, all right, good.
Yeah, so it was fun.
How many kids did you have in your house?
We had 12.
No.
12 kids.
Yeah. I feel like that's something you should be paid for. Like,
it was a lot.
Yeah, if there's ever 12 kids in my house, it's because I'm making money somehow or not. I don't know what would be happening, but I would need to be paid for that.
Yeah.
Because that's... Ooh. I got it.
Not even
my
outside.
Chest is hurting just thinking about that.
Can't even let them outside in the yard.
Yeah, no, they'd have been outside of my house, rain or not. It'd have been fine. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Get outside, everybody. I'm not even going to finish counting. Everyone get outside. Here's my weekend in a country song.
Rain makes corn. Corn makes whiskey. Whiskey makes my baby.
I mean,
feel a little frisky.
First off, I mean, obviously, it's kind of a lie. Rain is a good thing because we've had so much. I'm trying to take the positives out of it. And I thought, well, the weekend was just, it was what it was. You made the best of it. What this does, though, is it makes you become very creative. My wife was, she was like getting on Pinterest and looking at different types of slime to make with the kids.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on. She was Martha Stewart this weekend. I was looking through my feed and she was making homemade Play-Doh, which I didn't even know was a thing.
Me neither. She just, Saturday morning, she said, I go to Walgreens. I said, why? We already did stuff. What do you need? Oh, I'm making this Play-Doh. What? Oh, gosh. Whatever. I was like, this is the rain's fault. And then she made slime and that didn't come out right. So we had to do another round of slime. And then yesterday they made cookies. It was Martha Stewart weekend.
Well, every time
slime, Play-Doh, and cookies.
Instagram, I was like, man, she's killing this mom thing this weekend.
Really, yes.
I love, too, that every time it said, first time making, making Play-Doh from scratch. I'm like, is there even a second time? Or I would just do that once, and I'd be like, okay, I'm done.
Oh, no, they liked it. There's a lot of Play-Doh going on. It's crazy. But that's the rain. The rain forces you to get creative. You got to hone your skills.
Yeah.
So that's... That was the deal. Rain is a good thing.
Well, the kids looked like they had fun. So.
Kids had a lot of fun, but like I said, last night they said we don't have to go to school this morning because it rained all week. And I'm like, that is not part of the deal. I'm going to work. You're going to school.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
That's Chris Lane, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. This is unbelievable. This 12-year-old saved baby's life in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The situation itself is bizarre. His mom and him, they were walking in a parking lot, and they hear a baby crying. They look over. Somebody, I don't know how this happens all the time, has left their baby in the car. It was 100 degrees outside in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The 12-year-old looks at his mom and says, we have to do something. The mom grabs her phone, calls 911. The 12-year-old says, there's no time. Look at the baby. Baby's face was bright red. The baby was screaming and crying.
Oh, my goodness.
He remembered that he had tools in the back of their car, his parents' car. He goes and grabs a hammer and starts bashing the window, saves the baby. Listen.
I swung it over my shoulder, hit it right in the center. And then I hit it a couple more times, and I climbed on the windshield. I stomped on it. And then it cracked pretty badly again. And then I put the hook into the windshield and then pulled it out. And then I unlocked it. I didn't think any of this was going to happen. I just thought I was going to go to Ross, just go buy some shoes or something.
Yeah, they were going shopping.
Just going to Ross.
Yeah. The heat index, by the way, as I go down the story, 116 degrees.
Stop.
Here's the part of the story I don't get. So the police obviously got there. And they found the mother, and they gave her a $250 ticket, but she was not arrested. Although they did refer the case to social services. I don't know. Is that enough? I'm happy the baby's okay. By the way, baby went to the hospital, full recovery. So baby will be
fine. Thank God for this guy going to get shoes. This boy.
12 years old.
This boy going to get shoes that day and saving this baby's life. I'm with you, though. I mean, I think that... I don't know. I guess
maybe
child services
something else
will look
going
into
on,
it.
But yeah. But props to this kid who, at 12 years old, man, jumped into action.
Knew what to do.
A hero. Got it done. Saved the baby. It's 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
All right, about 5-6 minutes away, Trisha Yearwood. Not only are we going to get you the show, but a chance to hang out with Trisha Yearwood. Tell you what, my wife all weekend, she watches. You know, Trisha's got that show. She's got that television show.
Yeah, the cooking show.
Cooking show.
Mm-hmm.
My wife loves it. Oh, my gosh. That comes on, and she does a whole marathon. Just watching Trisha cook all day, every day. And, man, she makes good food.
Everything looks good, but it's like, well, let me throw in a stick of butter.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're going to add a little bit more butter. You know, how about a little bit more butter? I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Here's the thing. If you went to Trisha Yearwood's house and ate dinner, you would immediately fall asleep. Like, because it's such comfort food. It's like that heavy...
Comatose.
Oh, man. Like, I get tired watching her cook.
Yes.
Not because she's boring.
No.
She's really entertaining. But that food is like, as I'm watching, I'm like, I'm so full.
It's
tired.
Food you cook on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, every day Thanksgiving.
Yes.
At Garth and Trisha's.
100%.
All right, so 7:40, just 5 minutes away. She had to get that. Maybe she'll do some cooking. Probably not. Just busy doing other things.
Probably.
Russell Dickerson. It's QIK. Alright, let's get you tickets to the Trisha Yearwood show and also VIP soundcheck passes. And while we're at it, fine, meet and greet passes.
What?
So you can hang out with Trisha backstage, take a picture, light up your Instagram.
Ask her for some secret recipes.
Yeah, gotta do that. All right, callers 9 and 10. Let's play Mark and Melanie's world famous name game. 800-992-1099. This show is December the 6th. Ooh, good holiday recipes. Yes.
Ooh, this would be a good present, too. An early Christmas present.
Merry Christmas. You're going to hang out with Trisha Yearwood backstage. Ooh, that's really good. All right, callers 9 and 10. Trisha Yearwood, you're going to the show. You're doing a VIP soundcheck. You're going to meet Trisha. Maybe she'll cook you dinner.
You never know.
I can't promise the dinner part, but maybe. It's always there. Who knows?
It's Mark and Melanie's name game on 99.5 QIK.
Trisha Yearwood tickets, not just tickets to Trisha's show. You're going to the VIP sound check. You're going to meet Trisha backstage.
Uh-oh.
There's also a gift bag. This gets better and better and better. And she's got a new CD out called Every Girl. And we'll give you that as well when it comes out August the 30th. All right. This is a huge prize.
It is.
Mary and Sonia playing this morning. Mary, you were the ninth caller. We're going to start with you first. We're going to give you a category. And you have 5 seconds to name one thing in that category. After you do, Sonia, you'll have 5 seconds to respond with one name in that category. Then you guys just go back and forth till the first person runs out of names. All right. Let's put 5 seconds on the clock.
Okay.
There we go. Mary, in honor of all this,
Ruben.
In honor of all this rain that we've gotten, rain, the category is name things that start with the letter R. Go.
Reuben sandwich.
River.
Rubber bands.
Rome.
Relish.
Rapids.
Rucksack.
Rabbit.
Rabbit food.
Rain.
Rubber boots.
Five seconds is up. Sonia, I'm sorry. Mary, congratulations.
Yeah, Mary, you get some.
Thank you. Oh, my
gosh. Well, I think she already knows what she won. She's very excited.
Congratulations.
This is,
oh, my gosh.
And this is so much more than just a concert, too, because you're actually becoming friends with Trisha Yearwood.
Yep.
Like, this is pretty cool.
Oh, my. I'm shaking so bad right now.
Oh, well, we cannot wait for you to go. It's coming up in December. You are going to not only see Trisha Yearwood, but you're getting the performance beforehand of a sound check, and you get to go backstage, like Mark said, basically become BFFs with her.
Oh my word, this is just the best thing to happen to me in such a long time.
It's awesome, and you can thank the letter R, Mary.
Thank you so much.
I was looking for Rooster.
Rain delay. I was thinking all R's.
Well, yeah, that was the point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I
yes, that was sort of what we were thinking.
I was thinking of things that have to do with rain.
Revolution.
It's Monday. I really need coffee.
Ravioli.
Ooh, ravioli's
good. Remarkable.
All right, you win.
Red Snapper.
You win.
Texas. What other R's? 800-992-1099. Just like Melanie said, just think R's. Just think R.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's name game is tomorrow at 7:40 on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
It is my Monday. 99.5 QYK. A doctor forever friend today.
Well, we broke Facebook last week with our two puppies that were here.
Yeah.
By the way, everybody, adopted.
Yes. Oh, man. Thank you so much, you guys.
Two in one week. How exciting.
Sisters.
And this is the last of that bunch.
This is the last one.
Yeah.
Well, we got to find him a home.
So, Mitzi, it's her. It's Mitzi.
Mm-hmm.
And Mitzi is beautiful. Little bit of what? Lab and some...
Looks like black lab, right?
I'm going with that, too. What do you think? Yeah.
But there's something else. Like,
look at that pointer.
Oh, yeah, because kind of the houndy pointer thing going on. Oh, my goodness. Is she beautiful?
She really is.
Yeah. All right. Mark and Melanie Facebook page. You're going to meet Mitzi.
Floppy ears, puppy eyes. She's just got a white undercarriage, but the rest of her is black.
Yeah.
Like a black lab.
Tip of her tail.
Yeah. She's got a little white speck.
Oh, my gosh. It looks like they took it and dipped it in white out. That's just the little tip of her tail.
She looks so small in that big cage of there. You know, we got the big...
Yeah.
And she just sits there. She looks so little.
Her tail's just wagging. She needs a home.
Itty bitty thing.
So, like I said, we got our sisters adopted last week. Thanks to y'all who get on the Mark Melanie Facebook page and you like and share and it spreads these messages and people find the homes, they find the dogs, and then they go get homes. It's really cool.
Yeah, and a lot with you guys, too. Thank you all the time. Thank you,
Pat and Cricket, for getting up early on a Monday and coming in here.
And bringing dogs to us every Monday. Yeah, thank you enough.
Making Mondays great again. They're finally great again with Mutt Monday.
Yeah, they are.
So if you go to the Mark and Melanie Facebook page, that would be awesome. And if you like and share and meet Mitzi, we're about to take a video with her. And you could share it and we'll find her at home. Oh, look at this. She knows we're talking about her. You could just tell. She like lifted her ears.
It up here.
So cute. You guys are not going to want to miss this one if you're looking for a puppy.
Wait, right when we said we're going to take a video with Mitzi, her head jumped. Wait a minute, I'm not taking a video? Yeah. All right, so Mark and Melanie Facebook page. Let's do it. Let's get the other dog's sisters. That was Maggie and Maddie and Morgan.
Yeah.
This is her, Maddie and Morgan, and this is their sister. We got to get her home. Mark and Melanie Facebook page. Go there right now.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. 99.5 QYK, Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
Oh, got a couple of gems this morning for Nutbags north of Florida. Let's start in New Jersey. Guy invited a woman over at 4 a.m. This would be hashtag booty call.
Oh, yeah.
But he fell asleep before she got there.
Ew.
I guess happens to everybody at one point in time. Well, I totally get it. Like, she was upset because it was 4 in the morning and she raced over there and he's sleeping. So instead of sending him maybe a nasty text message or, you know, just never talking to him again.
Yeah.
She went and got some gasoline and burned his house down.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, she did text him before she lit the match and said, I've been out here knocking. You obviously don't care. And so now you're going to care. So she went and bought lighter fluid, gas, matches, and set the door on fire.
Oh, my
gosh. And here's the funny thing. It did, when the house caught on fire, it did wake him up. He actually had to jump out of a window to escape. He also had to go to the hospital. Firefighters showed up, and then he goes, oh, my gosh, I left my dog in the house. They had to go in and rescue the dog. Dog will be fine.
Thank goodness.
That's all I care about, too, when I read the story.
Seriously.
Isn't that terrible?
No, but it's not.
Taja was her name, and she was arrested on several felony charges, including attempted homicide.
Mm. Yeah, that would do that.
I don't think that they're going to go on another.
No.
Well, they didn't even go on a date, but I don't think that he's going to call her for a booty call anytime soon.
No. She's busy right now.
She's detained.
I did say a couple of gems, so let's go over to Ohio, where a man just earned a spot on the Guinness Book of Police World Records by committing a dozen crimes in just 21 minutes. This really is remarkable.
Remarkable.
King Jr. Can you believe it? Rodney King Jr., no relation to the original. He kicked off his crime spree at 9:54 p.m. and was taken into custody at 10:15. The 29-year-old faces a wide variety of charges. This all started off when he was vandalizing a taxi cab, and then he jumped onto a bus with a screwdriver and threatened the bus driver.
Oh, my God.
A bunch of other crimes were kicked off. He's got damaging and endangering, aggravated menacing, aggravated burglary, robbery, felonious assault.
Felonious.
Ooh, I like that.
I don't know what that word is.
Well, it's felony or felony, felonious.
Felonious.
Yeah. So I got papers and papers of the charges. He broke a record. Unbelievable crime spree.
21 minutes.
21 minutes.
That's unbelievable.
It's felonious.
It's felonious.
Felonious.
I know. Florida gets a rap. But I'm telling y'all. There are crazy people in the 49 other states.
True that.
That's what we like to focus on. Tim McGraw, Bucks tickets. We're 10 minutes away on QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.